From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In the Taliban center of Kandahar, the situation is calm in spite of the tumultuous events elsewhere in Afghanistan. The Taliban remains in control of the city, according to travelers from there, but beneath the calm there are multifaceted negotiations among leaders of the Pashtun tribe to which most Taliban belong. The goal is to avoid a bloodletting within the tribe. NPR's Sarah Chase reports from the Pakistani border.
It is a chaotic scene at the Chaman border crossing. Despite the Pakistani government's insistence to the contrary, refugees with families and bundles trudge steadily into Pakistan today, along with many Taliban, young, their turbans and robes impeccable. A picture of the situation in Kandahar emerges from accounts of those entering Pakistan. Ata Mahmud locked up his clothing shop to visit his family in Pakistan for a day. He says there's nothing unusual going on in Kandahar. The Taliban are in control and there's peace. But he did notice extra Taliban checkpoints all the way from near Herat in the western part of the country to the border here. Almost everyone interviewed described many Taliban in the streets of Kandahar.
There were too much Taliban before I see them.
Sardar passed Kandahar's airport on his way here. Opposition Pashtun leaders claim to have captured it Tuesday. He says they're wrong.
Taliban have the control of the airport, and there were some tanks of Taliban around the airport and other artillery and these things, cars.
Others mentioned front lines or gun emplacements outside the airport and a large collection of the Taliban's characteristic pickup trucks. Sardar also says the Taliban began digging new trenches in and around Kandahar 3 days ago. Perhaps the clearest sign of business as usual in Kandahar is all the trucks crossing the border. They're decorated with wild multicolored designs and tassels tied to the rearview mirrors. Rows of bells hanging from the bumpers jingle as they maneuver into the customs dock. They're carrying crates of pomegranates and sacks of wheat out of Afghanistan into Pakistan. This afternoon, Pashtun opposition leader Hamid Karzai, in a secret location inside Afghanistan, delivered a conciliatory message to the Taliban via the BBC Pashto service. He said, "We asked the Taliban not to kill the Pashtun people in Kandahar. The Taliban are our brothers, and our differences should be solved by negotiations." Karzai said he'd sent an emissary to the Taliban leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, asking him and his top commanders to join a future broad-based Afghan government. According to Karzai, Omar responded he'd rather fight to the death. Indeed, Mullah Muhammad Omar called into the BBC with similar words. He said the current situation in Afghanistan is linked to the great cause of the destruction of America, and the plan for this is being implemented. We do not accept the government of the wrongdoers, Omar said in response to Karzai's invitation. We prefer death to being part of an evil government. But despite the harsh words, various negotiations have been launched between different Pashtun tribal leaders and groups of Taliban. Pashtun tradition includes a strong strain of consensus building, with parleying between groups of elders settling most criminal matters, for example. Several members of the Pashtun opposition here say the current quiet is a surface beneath which the lengthy, often ceremonious, process of dealing and negotiation among elders has begun. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Chaman, on Pakistan's border with Afghanistan.